This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. and Afghan forces are fighting to take over one of the major crossroads in Afghanistan. It's an area that has seen so few NATO troops that one village elder mistook the Americans for Russians from that long-ago Soviet war. The new operation is expected to be the last big offensive to chase the Taliban from key strategic positions before American troops leave. We followed one patrol yesterday that ended peacefully. Today we'll hear about a firefight, part of the same operation, a short ways away. NPR photographer David Gilkey was there and joins us now to describe what he saw. Good morning, David.
Hey, Renee. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well and would like to ask you about this mission. It's in Ghazni province in eastern Afghanistan. Tell us about the place and why it's so important.
Well, I mean, it's not that far from Kabul. It sits about 3 hours if you were able to drive there. It's actually gorgeous. It's a valley, and it sort of reminds me of the high desert areas in Arizona. That said, it's also quite dangerous, and it's where Highway 1 runs from Kabul to Kandahar. It is the key road that runs north to south, and what connects to that are the roads that come in from Pakistan. So it's an absolutely crucial area of people and weapons, usually illegal, being moved within the country.
So you were embedded with U.S. troops there.
Yeah, I've spent sort of the last 10 days, 2 weeks with the 82nd Airborne, and they're at a little tiny outpost called Giro. This was formerly occupied by Polish troops, but they really never left the base. And so this is the first time that anybody has been out into the little hamlets and villages in years. And pretty much every time we went on a patrol, we were getting shot at. So every time I go out on a patrol, I'm not only taking pictures, but I strap a recorder to my helmet. So you'll hear both the camera shutter and the gunfire going off.
Tell us what we need to know.
Well, we headed out what was to be an average patrol, and what happens is they go into the little villages and they try to collect as much intel as they can on what's going on in the area. So on the way back, the guys were talking, we're going to get shot at, and sure enough, within about 10 minutes, the shooting started.
David, that sounds quite intense. Which side won in this particular battle?
That's the thing, is nobody really wins. One of the things that was interesting to watch is the Americans and the American trainers, the guys from the 82nd, trying to get the Afghans to exercise some patience, which is difficult to do considering what you just heard.
Well, that gets us to the fact that the Afghan National Army is expected to take over the lead in these fights in the months to come, and obviously to take the lead in security generally when international forces are drawn down and gone. How did they hold up during this firefight? And were there a lot of casualties?
You never know if there's casualties. Of course, you know if there's casualties on the side you're with. So we did not sustain any that day. You know, I think all of the guys from the 82nd Airborne, I think, respect immensely the ability of the Afghans to fight. Anytime a bullet is fired, they're the first ones over the wall to the point of it being dangerous and sometimes even running in front of the Americans who are supporting the fire behind them. The harder part is, and at least what I saw, is they're trying to get them to actually plan these missions. And that's where it gets a little tricky. It's easy to go out there and get shot at. It's another thing to bring everybody back safely and have accomplished the mission.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR photographer David Gilkey, who's been embedded with the 82nd Airborne Division, speaking to us from Kabul.